Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, all you wonderful people of God that are listening to this podcast right now. This is Anne Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas, to do what we love to do, teach the Word of God, speak the Word of God, and communicate the Word of God to the people of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is a wonderful thing to know that we have partners and friends and sisters and brothers that are out there that are listening at this time, and it's so good to speak to you. Glory to God. I know that one of these days technology will be such that I'll be talking to you and you'll be talking back to me, and not just telephone-like or conference call-like, but God is going to move it from level to level and realm to realm, where things like this will take place in an easier way. Hallelujah. But for now, we do thank the Lord for what we're able to do and the fact that we are able to communicate this way. Thank you, Jesus. We began to speak last week about time. I read from Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. I read verses 1 through 10. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rent and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Glory to God. We read up to verse number 8. And what I'd like to encourage everyone to do this week, after the podcast, you know, just in your week as you meditate on these words and what God is saying, I'd like you to take the time to consider what the Lord is saying in His Word. Yes, to every time there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. But I want you to take the time to look at it. Do you mean there is actually a time to be born and then a time to die? Yes, God is saying, yes, there's an appropriate time for birth, an appropriate time for death. There's an appropriate time to plant things. You know, we like to think of certain positive things, always time for planting. But guess what? There has to be time when things should be plucked up, for example, negative things in our lives. We plant positive seeds, and, you know, you've heard me teach already, you know, we're getting to know one another on words and how it's so important to use the correct words. Words are seeds. And if we use positive and good building up words, then we will get positive and good building up results. Well, guess what? If we use negative words, then we're going to get negative results. And if we have been planting negative words, then it's time to pluck up some of those negative words. If you've been saying, well, I'm dying to do this, and I hate these things, and, oh, I can't believe that, or that kills me, or I'm sick, or I'm tired, or I'm too busy. If you've been making those negative confessions in your life, it's time to pluck up some of those words. It's time to start saying, instead of saying, I'm dying to do something, then begin to say, I am living to do whatever it is. Or just say, I want to do, or I will do, you know. But we don't want to say we're dying to do it. And some of our speech needs to change, and we need to begin to ask God, you know, Lord, I don't need a harvest in those negative words. I actually need a crop failure. As soon as there are some things that, as soon as you say it out of your mouth, you should change it. One of the things that I practice not to say is I am busy. I am busy. Just think about that kind of confession. I am busy. What I am saying is that I am busy and I don't have time for anything else. Well, I refuse to be busy. I have time. I might be occupied right now, but I am not occupied all the time. And I'm not going to put that over on myself. I have time. I have a lot of time. I have time to do what I need to do. God has given me time to do it. And I do what I can do, and what I can't do, I just don't do. Glory to God. But I'm going to use my time wisely, so I'm not busy. One of the other things that I remember, I would laugh, you know, and say, oh, that kills me, you know, or just so many negative things when at the end of the day, sometimes I start saying I'm so tired. It might start at not even the end, maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you know, when you get that tired spell. I might start saying, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm tired. And I noticed that I was confessing that a lot. And so I began to say, oh, no, wait a second, I'm not tired. I'm strong. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. In other words, even if you're feeling weak, the Bible says you should say, I am strong. And so I'd rather do what the Bible says than to confess what I feel. Instead of confessing what I feel or saying what I feel, I need to say what the Bible says. And so, yes, there's a time to plant good words, and there's a time to pluck up those bad words, those negative things we've been saying. We need to start plucking up some things. There's time to plant certain things in relationships, and there are times to cut relationships off. There's some relationships that are deadly and detrimental. It's like suicide. We need to cut some things off. It's not that we are saying certain people are bad, but what we are saying is that some people, their ways are not good for us. Their ways are not positive. There are times when you're having a conversation with someone and that conversation begins to go downhill and in a negative way, man, we need to stop some of that. We need to say, no, I don't want that. There's a time to build up and there's a time to break down. Oh, my goodness, let's break down this conversation. Because if it's not building, it's probably breaking something down. And so there has to be a time when we stop things and say, no, I want this conversation to stop right here because it's not edifying. There are times when people, you know, they have such negative views. You're excited about your dream or your vision, something God gave you, something that you're getting ready to start, and you start telling them about your excitement and how you're going to do this, that, and the other thing, and they'll give you 25 reasons why you shouldn't. And you know what you've heard from the Lord. You're ready to go. You can see it. You can taste it. You can touch it. Glory to God in the Spirit. And they have nothing but negative things to say with no word to back it up. Now, it's different to receive counsel when there is word to back it up. And you receive that counsel and you say, you know what, I'm going to rethink that. Maybe I didn't hear from God. Let me go back to the Lord. But I'm talking about when you know you've heard from God, you've got scripture to back up what you have to say, and they give you their opinion and it's negative. Pluck that up. You don't want that. Cut that down. You don't want that. Say no to that. And you put those negative people out of your life, you know. They don't have to be gone, but they certainly should be at a distance. You don't want to talk to them two or three times a day. Might want to limit the conversation to once a week because it's too negative, and you have to know that. So there are times to do many different things in our lives, and we must know our time. Know your time. Is it time to lose something or is it time to get something? I think some of you know I've been sowing. I believe in sowing. And this has been a difficult year for many financially. And now let's think about it. Is it time to sow or is it time to hold on to everything you have? I say it's time to sow. Why? Because if you sow, you will reap. And the more difficult things get, it's the more you should sow, because when you sow, you'll reap. It's a spiritual and natural law, you see. So there's a time to sow. Glory to God. And there's a time to lose things or to rend things, time to get things and the time to release things. Glory to God. We have to know, is it time to get right now? Or am I being sent to release something? Hallelujah. Some of you know that I'm getting ready to go to Africa. I'm actually going to leave today. Well, when I go into this particular area where it's the reported as the poorest area of, in the world, is it time for me to go there to try to get something, or is it time for me to give something? I say the Lord is sending me so I can give something. There's a time to give, and there's a time to get. And so we have to know our time. And I want you to take a look at these verses and just compare them. Look at them. Think about them in your life and see where they apply. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. I love you. To God be the glory. Father, we thank you for your word. Let not the word slip from the hearts of my sisters and my brothers, my friends and neighbors. We thank you that you are our teacher, and you teach us wonderful and good things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. God bless you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.